Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the program. It is Selection Sunday, and, well, last year on this night, at this time, I think I might have been a good luck charm. I interviewed UConn men's basketball coach Danny Hurley. They, of course, went on to win the national championship. So we decided to roll it back and do it again. The number one overall seed in the tournament. Welcome back to the program, Coach Danny Hurley.
Laurie, thanks for having me. And you know, I am a very superstitious, just like most coaches. So I was absolutely going to be calling you to get back on.
That's what I figured. I played that card, I have to say. I reached out to your sports information director and said, well, you know, we did this last year. I kind of thought I might be able to get that. So how is this year, how does it feel different for you, for your team? Last year you were the, you know, hungry team coming in there, maybe not everybody expecting you to win the whole thing. Now you guys have that mark on your shoulder as defending champions and number one overall seed. How does it feel different this year?
I feel, and I think the program just feels it's a lot lighter. You know, a lot lighter in terms of, you know, the less pressure, you know, not carrying the you know, the weight of you know, of early eliminations. You know, it's an organization right now that, you know, since February of last year, we've been a pretty dominant program. You know, so we're incredibly hungry. We know that, you know, we're trying to do something historical, you know, this March and April, and it's going to be a great challenge, but we're also, you know, we're very confident.
You use the word hungry about your team. You use the word relentless. How do you, every coach wants his or her team to be that way. How do you coach hunger and relentlessness, or is that about, you know, recruiting the right people? But how do you coach that?
Look for you look for a coaching staff that you know, that obsesses over the team and the development of the players, and obsesses over their love and passion for coaching and basketball, and you surround a group of super competitive, extremely talented, obsessed you know, athletes that have a humility about them, that have maybe some old school parents or old school values in terms of allowing your coach to be the coach, you know, to take the player to places that they don't think that they can necessarily get to on their own. So we really look for old souls and young men that will allow us to develop them, and also allow for winning to be the number one thing in our organization.
When you mention parents and, you know, old school and development, and I can't help thinking about and noticing, you know, there was your own father sitting there near you at, you know, during the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden, all that atmosphere there. What, you know, what did that mean to you to have your dad sitting right there, and how has that impacted you as a coach?
Yeah, you know, it's emotional, just to, you know, our whole lives have been centered around the game. I think it's been the central figure. We've developed our character and so many relationships, and learned so much about yourself, the growth as human beings, and you know, as competitors through the game. And my dad put the basketball in me and my brother Bobby's hands, and you know, my dad made incredible sacrifices in his career. He's a community guy, and he loved St. Anthony, and he loved Jersey City, so he never climbed the ladder as a college coach. And I feel like, you know, for me, I represent what he would have been as a college coach. I think he would have been, you know, at least slightly better. but I feel like I carry the flag for, you know, what my dad would have been as a college coach if he would have, you know, chased career as opposed to, you know, impacting lives at the high school level.
Talking to UConn men's basketball coach Danny Hurley, and some teams I think about in this, you know, when it comes to success in the tournament, they can win if it's they play a certain way, a fast-paced game. Other teams want great defense. They want to keep it low scoring. Some are physical. Some more three-point shooting. It seems to me, well, how would you describe your team's style of play? Because it does seem to me that one of your sort of secret sauces is that you can win if you're playing sort of their style or, you know, any style.
Yeah, I think we, you know, we're the most efficient offense in the country, you know, on the season, which, you know, obviously a lot of it has to do with a unique approach to offense. We, you know, we're very high assists. Players move around a lot. We set a lot of off the ball screens. It's not a lot of isolation or one on one or just ball screen offense. So we're unique in terms of being a movement team. But then when Donovan Clingan, our 7'2" center, is healthy and right, we're an elite defensive team. We play relentlessly hard. So, you know, that means we're really, really strong on the backboard. And then I have two of the best coaches in the country, and Luke Murray and Kamani Young, that prepare us in terms of scouting. Also, if you rebound great and you're the best offensive team in the country and you're also an elite defensive team, you keep yourself from being vulnerable.
You know, when you mentioned assists, how has having a player like Tristan Newton set a tone for your team?
He's an all-around player, and he's a 6'5 point guard and a length at that position. He's a triple-double candidate every time he steps on the court. You know, he's a national champion that had a brilliant game in last year's national championship game versus San Diego State. And he's also a very cool and calm, you know, and collected leader and performer down the stretch, which is a great fit for me because I'm a total fireball and a complete intense character. So, you know, to have it meshes well, and my love and appreciation for him has grown immensely because, you know, that's not always been the easiest relationship for me because I want everyone to be as intense and as maniacal as me. But he's helped change the way I look at things moving forward.
Another player that I've found interesting in watching your team is the freshman Stephon Castle. And usually I'd expect a potential lottery pick freshman talent to be somebody to come in and they want the ball, they want a ton of scoring. And it's been interesting to watch him. If anything, I would say he seems off great defensively, but almost defense first and offensively deferential at times on your team in a way that I wouldn't expect of a potential one-and-done freshman. How does that kind of culture happen with your team?
Yeah, this was established you know, years ago with, you know, Jordan Hawkins and Andre Jackson and Adama Sanogo, the men that, you know, helped build this championship culture, and, you know, their humility and their total commitment to we. And I think, you know, those elements are throughout the our program in terms of the mindset. And but it also comes down to how you recruit a player and what you say during that process. I think what we offered Stephon Castle was an opportunity to play, to be a part of a hardworking blue-collar culture that would push him to improve as a player and give him a chance to be on a team that would compete for a national championship. And I think, Laurie, what we promise recruits is we're going to teach you how to be successful. We're going to teach you, what it is to be a professional, how to work hard, how to sacrifice, how to put together a daily schedule to help you reach your fullest potential. And if you handle those types of things, the NBA will come calling for you. You won't have to chase that. So unpack your bags, and learn how to be a winner, learn how to succeed, and everything else will just take care of itself.
You mentioned earlier that since last February, your team has been the most dominant team in the country, the way they've been playing. Is there a way you coach and prepare a team that can make them peak at a certain, at this time of year versus, let's say, being a better, we've seen, look, you guys are the only ones who won your conference tournament of the one seeds. Everybody else, all the other ones were falling apart. Is there something to coaching a team to peak this time of year?
I don't think so. I think that's a bunch of crap. I think, I do think though, by this time of year, everything should be automatic, in terms of the players' understanding of your system, of your offense, your defense, their roles on your team. I think all those things have to be deeply embedded. If you're in practice really grinding out drills and trying to correct mistakes this time of year, you're going to have a very brief postseason tournament. So I do think at this time of year, practices are short. You're trying to keep your team fresh. Everything is pretty automatic. You just hope that you don't have that one night where the perfect storm hits, where everyone's ice cold and you have the absolute worst matchup. You just hope you can avoid that. But hopefully we can mitigate that by having five starters that and any one of them could go for 20 on any given night.
You're facing a Stetson team in the first round in Brooklyn. Now, on the one hand, it is the New York City area. On the other hand, it is not MSG, which feels sometimes like stores south. And so what do you expect from Huskies fans in terms of showing up at the Clays?
The first round is tricky. Just because you've got all the different teams playing there. So that first round atmosphere is a negative in terms of the adjustment for us coming from the Big East tournament where it is absolute electricity at the highest level. The first round game of the NCAA tournament tends to be a little bit of a letdown. That changes if we're fortunate enough to advance to the round of 32 where are insane. The UConn fan base will gobble up so many of those Barkley tickets. So if we're fortunate enough to defeat, a really good offensive team in Stetson, I think we've got a chance to have a different type of atmosphere on Sunday that's more beneficial.
Before I let you go, did want to also ask you about the Big East Conference in general. And I think a lot of people from our area were certainly disappointed that the Big East only got three teams into the tournament. And I don't know, when I talk to college basketball reporters and we talk about the strength of conferences in the country, you can debate, is the Big East, this past season, was the Big East the second best, conference in the country? Was it tied for second best? Where would you rank it? But I don't know anybody who would say it was worse than the third best conference in the country. When you see only three teams, I understand there were a lot of the vultures or whatever, but how big a disappointment that the conference only got three teams this year?
It was jarring. You're embarrassed, you're embarrassed for the league for such an incredible basketball conference with the history and the tradition. multiple national champions the last couple of years, and with Villanova and ourselves last year, you would think that would count for something. Looking at a Seton Hall that if we are the second rated league in the country, to go 13-7 and to finish fourth in the second best league in the country, for them not to be in is and beating us and beating Marquette. A one and a two seed.
Right.
Providence with wins versus Wisconsin, two wins versus Creighton, a win versus Marquette as well, and splitting with Seton Hall. Stunning. St. John's, as well, it was a team that, whether they had all of the metrics or not, I know that their Ken Pom, when we played them, was 25.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly, gave us everything that we wanted on Friday night at MSG. So, it's bad. I think it's a mistake. I think the selection committee has a lot to consider, but I think they got it wrong.
Yeah, at least one more team. I mean, you would think the league would have gotten at least five teams in, but certainly, and I understand the bid stealers and this being sort of a high for that, but you'd think at least one more team in. I can think of one or two teams that I would have picked a Big East team over. All right, Coach Danny Hurley, the number one overall seed UConn men's basketball team. I wish you luck. And look, I hope we're doing the same interview a year from now.
Yes, every time this year, Lori, I got this thing written in ink, not in pencil.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck to you, and certainly a lot of the people locally will be pulling for UConn. Take care. Have a good evening.
Appreciate you, Lori.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.